Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Okay, we play every Friday. Yep, we have returned to our regularly scheduled programming time. We moved Schmig Smackdown to Thursdays throughout the summer since we were at our Diner and Donut tour on Fridays. So it's good to have this back on Friday, closing out the week. And playing today, facing off against a member of the morning show for Peppa Pig tickets. Who do we have?
We've got Michelle from Wood River, Illinois. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi. How's it going, Michelle?
Great. How are you?
Good. What are your weekend plans?
High school football game. My daughter plays in the band tonight. And some boating up the river to Grafton.
Hey.
Oh, you're going to be in Kevin's neck of the woods. Let's see if you can get invited over to Kevin's house before we do.
Yeah, stop by the loading dock.
Okay.
And I'm assuming since you're from Wood River, is your daughter an oiler?
A shell.
Oh,
Roxanna High School.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who are you guys playing tonight?
I'm not sure.
So the mascot is a shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the Shell oil refinery.
That's right.
Oh, the Roxanna Shells. Mm-hmm. Okay. I learned something new today, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Michelle, who would you like to play against today in Schmig Smackdown?
Jen.
Jen Myers, I see how it's gonna be.
All right, Jen is
going
to...
Hopefully there are no questions on high school mascots. But good luck, Michelle. I'm going to leave the studio, and they're going to tell you the rules of the game.
Here are the rules. You have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you do not know an answer, just pass. Move on to the next one. Jen will come back in. She'll try to answer as many questions as you in just 30 seconds. If you win, you're going to see Peppa Pig. Not Peppa the Pig, but Peppa Pig. Yeah. I was wrong before, it turns out.
October 20th at Stiefel Theater.
All right, Michelle, the clock is going to start as soon as Kevin asks the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, Michelle, good luck. Michelle, what's the name of the hurricane that's slamming the southeastern coast this week?
Dorian?
What comedian suffered major back injuries in a weekend car crash?
Kevin Hart.
Shawn Mendes has finally admitted to dating what female singer?
Camila, I don't know her last name.
What basketball player wants to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday?
Pass.
Former cast members of what high school sitcom are talking about reviving it?
Saved by the Bell.
The sequel to what horror movie, it comes out today, is said to be the most anticipated movie of the fall?
It.
What rock band, classic rock band, recently misspelled Cincinnati on a tour shirt?
Pass.
What daughter of Prince William and Duchess Kate attended her first day of school this week?
Charlotte?
According to Ad Age, what condiment is now more popular than ketchup for the first time according to sales?
Pass.
All right, Michelle, that was it. Not too bad. We are going to bring Jen Myers in here now.
Let's do this!
We'll see how many Jen can get.
I don't know.
All right, Michelle, we're putting you on hold. Jen, get ready. You got 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Do your best. If you tie, we open the phone lines up for these Peppa Pig tickets. But
no, if I lose.
If you lose.
If we tie, Michelle gets it.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
Okay.
Clock starts as soon as Kevin finishes asking the first question.
All right, here we go, Jen. Jen, what's the name of the hurricane that's slamming the southeast coast this week?
Dorian.
What comedian suffered major back injuries in a weekend car crash?
Kevin Hart.
Shawn Mendes has finally admitted to dating what female singer?
Camila Cabello.
What basketball player wants to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday?
LeBron James.
Former cast members of what high school sitcom are talking about reviving it?
Saved by the Bell.
The sequel to what horror movie that comes out today is said to be the most anticipated movie of the fall?
Ugh, It.
What classic rock band... Oh.
That's it. By my math, Kevin, we've got a tie. Is that what you've got?
I got the same thing.
You both got 6 right. That means Michelle is winning these tickets. Woo! Congratulations, Michelle. You're going to see Peppa Pig. Let's see what we got here. It was Kiss that misspelled Cincinnati on a tour shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte, as you said, was the daughter. And ranch dressing is the...
The condiment. We never got to the finish of that question, but it's more popular than ketchup for the first time according to sales.
Yeah, so we tied at 6. Yeah. Congratulations, Michelle.
Michelle.
Great work. You hang on.
Yay,
we'll tell you how to get those tickets, and we'll play Schmig Smackdown again next Friday here on Courtney and Company on Y98.
since you had that ranch dressing over ketchup thing, I guess that's a foodstuffs spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Because I think Tim was going to talk about that and much, much more around 8:05 this morning.
A riveting foodstuffs coming up. Don't go anywhere. Speaking of riveting, Lance Hildebrand, I believe, is going to take a look at the traffic.
Yeah, we're going to start with some bookkeeping. Angie texted the Y98 studios to report two mattresses along Lindbergh near 367, so we add them to the tally. Which?
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
And the only time that word comes up is either in that jingle or if you're playing Scrabble. The ladder and mattress tally is sponsored by Midwest Clearance Center Furniture and Mattress Stores, 4 St. Louis area locations. Midwest.